This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 450, and I'm giving you the 5 G's to your greatest year ever. What's up, everyone? At my event here in Los Angeles at Wonderlust, I shared the 5 G's, not the 5 keys, but the 5 G's to making 2017 your greatest year ever. Now, these 5 G's relate to any week, any month, and any year. It doesn't matter if you're in a new year or a new month. It matters right now. So I wanted to share them with you for this 5 Minute Friday, so I hope you can enjoy them as well. Now let's dive in.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The first G. Not the first key, the first G of your greatest year ever, and that is growth. If we are not growing, I can guarantee you, you're not going to have your greatest year ever. Whenever we reflect on the things that weren't working, we reflect on the lessons that we learned from the previous year. Every year I do this, I reflect. What was working? What wasn't working? Where was I trudging? What was I eating a shit sandwich in? You know, all these different things. When I reflect on what's working, what's not working, and I think about how am I going to grow this year, it's about creating a commitment to growth. And every year, I think about what am I going to do that's going to get me out of my comfort zone? What's the new thing I'm going to learn? And usually, it's a multiple things. It could be guitar, to salsa dancing, to learning a language, to taking on a new challenge in my business, to trying something new, to doing a big event this year, to doing a book launch this year. It's like always challenging myself to learn and grow. So the first G is growth. If we're not growing, I can guarantee you're not going to have the greatest year ever if you just stay the same, if you're constantly staying the same. So growth, the most fulfilled people in the world, the happiest people in the world, they're constantly in growth mindset. They're not fixed. That's number one, the G, first G. The second G is gratitude. Now this is something, you know, people can create amazing results. But if you're completely ungrateful and never satisfied, you don't have to be completely satisfied, but if you're ungrateful all the time, you're not going to feel like you're having the greatest year ever. You're going to feel very unfulfilled. And those that live in gratitude are some of the happiest people I know. So it's going to be creating a constant daily practice of gratitude. The third G is game plan. Game plan. When we don't know what we want to start and why we want it, we are aimlessly walking through life, frustrated that we're not achieving anything because we don't know what it is. And it doesn't have to be this lifelong vision of I'm going to cure cancer, I'm going to change the world, I'm going to impact billions of people. It can be, what do I want to do this year and why? Or what do I want to do for the next 3 months and why? And how is this going to build for a fulfilled life? And a life full of growth, joy, and happiness, and love, the things we want the most. So we need to create a game plan. If you don't have a game plan, I'm telling you, as an athlete, I learned this early on from sports. All, you know, my college football teammates are here. Other people who are athletes. You understand the importance of goal setting and getting very clear on how you're going to create the vision for yourself. So I've translated that from sports into business and every other area of my life, and it works. So we got to get clear and have somewhere we're going, somewhere we're heading. We got to be on a journey every single year. Otherwise, it's going to be an unfulfilled journey. Now, this doesn't mean the journey is going to be easy. But sometimes a challenging journey is the most rewarding and the most fulfilling. So that's the third thing, game plan. The fourth thing, it's extremely important, guys. The group, the fourth G to the greatest year ever is the group that you surround yourself with. The mentors that you seek out, right? The mentors that support you in having the greatest year of your life, and the people that you are in your family, your friends, who you're hanging out with, the people that are going to support you along your journey. If you don't have a powerful group with you, if you have a group that tears you down, it's not going to be the greatest year ever. When you have the relationship you've been stuck in for years that's been tearing you down, right? When you have those relationships that bring you down constantly, it's not going to be a rewarding, fulfilled life or year. It's going to feel like 10 years of the worst year ever, over and over again, because you're stuck in this negativity. So we got to surround ourselves with inspiring people. What's the last G? Giving. Giving is the fifth, not key, but G to the greatest year ever. Giving. But whenever I'm around people who are the biggest givers, it's like they have the most fun, they are the most rewarding, they're the most fulfilled, and they receive so much. They make the most money, they attract the best people, they're around all the influencers, like things just fall in their lap. The people that I know who are the most giving of their time, of their energy, of their resources, of their money, whatever it may be, what they can give, it just seems like things fall in their lap. Now, there is a time and a place, and we get to be discerning on how we give sometimes. You don't want to just give aimlessly. It wants to be purposefully to something that means something to you. But every year, I come up with a game plan on how we're going to give. As a company, personally, as a friend, I set an intention of how much money do I want to give this year, and why? Why am I setting this much money to give? Whether that's charities or some of you in churches, you know, it all depends on what you want to give it to and why. So it's getting clear. It's not just like, well, Lewis said we got to give, so I'm going to give all my time and all my money. No. It's like, get clear. And some of you, maybe it's giving a little to start. And maybe it's not money at all. And maybe it's resource. You know, you give what you can give. But I think coming from a place of giving and service is the intention. And being in that energy is important. So, the five G's. We've got growth, gratitude, game plan, group, and giving. And I want you guys to think about those five things today, but then how you're going to incorporate that for the rest of this year and building upon that for the rest of your lives.
That's right, the five G's, my friends. I hope you use these five G's this week, month, and year, and create magic in your life. I love you guys very much, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.